blocking Coltrane railroad tracks over wage complaints, a protest by Kentucky miners is now entering its third week. By Josiah Bates. Coal miners in Kentucky continue to protest their former employer by blocking a railroad track that carries coal trains, demanding back pay after being laid off last month. The protest, which started July 29th in Cumberland, Kentucky, is in response to workers who were laid off by their former employer, Black Jewel LLC, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on July 1st. As well as operational issues in its mines, the company cited a combination of declining commodity prices, reduced domestic demand for thermal and metallurgical coal, and increased oversight and costs associated with regulatory compliance as factors leading to it going bankrupt in court filings. The entire U.S. mining complex has been impacted by these events. A growing number of peers have filed for bankruptcy over the course of the past 5+ years. The entire industry either has gone through or is currently going through a period of financial distress and reorganization, the document continued. The protest started with around 20 miners posted on the track for nearly 50 hours straight, often by themselves. Jeff Willig, one of the workers who started the protest, tells Time. Now it's grown, with the miners working in shifts of around 8 to 12 hours to ensure continuous coverage on the track. Members of the local community have shown their support, setting up an outdoor kitchen, providing first aid kits, and bringing water and ice for the protesters. State Representative Adam Bowling, whose district includes parts of Harlan County, has also joined the protests, the Associated Press reports. We're not stopping until we get paid, Willig says. There's just tremendous support for all of us. We've had other blue-collar workers tell us that they need to do what the coal workers are doing. Cumberland Mayor Charles Raleigh says the town is united in support of the miners and their protest. I fully stand behind them. There's been nothing but support for what they're doing, Mayor Raleigh tells Time. We're hoping this brings much-needed change to the issues that led this to happening. I fully understand the number of coal companies that continue to struggle in the aftermath of the war on coal, but undercutting employees who invested their time and talents to mine one of our greatest natural resources is a shameful way to conduct business, said Representative Hal Rogers, whose congressional district covers Harlan County, in a statement. Our coal miners deserve better, and I will continue fighting for them. Black Jewel, which was founded in 2017, was one of the largest coal mining companies in the country. Its bankruptcy filing also affected employees in Wyoming, Virginia, and West Virginia. In total, about 1,700 miners have been affected. According to the AP, Black Jewel is selling its assets to cover nearly $400 million in debts. The protest has kept a Black Jewel train from carrying $1 million worth of coal from one of their former mines in Harlan County. Via the AP, the rail company responsible for transporting the shipment has said it is monitoring the situation and hopes it is resolved quickly. We get our money. This load of coal that's on this train can go by. But until then, there'll be no trains coming. There'll be no trains going out, coal miner Shane Smith told WYMT. The last paycheck the miners received was June 28th, but according to Joe Childers, an attorney for the miners, the checks bounced. There was about 3 weeks and one day they worked that they never got paid for, Childers tells Time. The coal miners have filed a class action lawsuit for back pay in federal bankruptcy court. The suit also alleges the misappropriation of funds intended for the miners' 401k accounts. Many Kentucky miners also traveled to a bankruptcy court hearing in West Virginia last week to continue their protests. The lawsuit filed is still pending in federal court. We're in the process of figuring out how we can collect more money for the miners through this lawsuit, Childers says. Black Jewel didn't respond to multiple requests for comment from Time, though the company's owner, coal tycoon Jeffrey A. Hoops, confirmed the authenticity of a letter he shared with his workers after the bankruptcy filing to WYMT. I accept responsibility for being unable to lead this company through these difficult times, the letter read. Know in my heart how hard I fought for each of you and this company, and to have people threaten me and say I took money out of this company for other projects hurts more than words can express, as it has been just the opposite. Shortly after Black Jewel's bankruptcy filing, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has confirmed the state's Labor Department has opened an investigation. We will use every available tool within Kentucky's statutory authority to help our hardworking miners and their families receive financial restitution, Bevin said in a statement released to the media. I am confident that the Labor Cabinet will undertake a thorough investigation and determine the appropriate best path forward. In the same statement, the Labor Cabinet Secretary added that, if necessary, it would lead a prosecution based on the miners' claims. Following the bankruptcy filing, Black Jewel's mines were put up for auctions. Mines in Kentucky were purchased last week by Copler Glow, a mining company based out of Tennessee. The company reportedly promised to pay $450,000 and $550,000 to miners in Harlan and Letcher counties, according to WYMT. Copper Glow didn't respond to requests for comment from Time, but per WYMT, the company hopes to reopen the mines and rehire as many of the miners as it can. I'm told they really wanted our mines, and we're all hoping to hear something from them this week, Willing says. Three other mines in Wyoming and West Virginia owned by Black Jewel have been sold to Contura Energy, another company that has bid on Black Jewel's assets. Contura had previously sold mines in Wyoming to Black Jewel in 2017. It's unclear if these mines will reopen or if Contura will provide back pay to the miners who work there. Contura Energy could not be reached for comment. On August 5th, the former coal mining tycoon Richard Gilliam donated $1 million to coal workers impacted by the layoffs. His foundation, the Richard and Leslie Gilliam Foundation, will provide immediate funds to affected workers in Kentucky and Virginia.